It's true.
Yes.
So I'm more... I'm like, I'm in a squat position with this mic. Okay, well, we're wrapping up. Thank you guys for coming. We really appreciated you having you on the show and hearing all your thoughts about milk and scents and music and all the other things that we talked about. So,
why, thank you. Also. Thanks for having us.
I'm like craning my neck. Kate, Sadie,
good night, guys. We love you here on Brain Dead. We are going to feature in our next show some really cool music from some of close friends. So, just stay tuned for that.
Yeah. I know, wait, I'm so excited to feature his new music. Okay, anyways, bye, peeps.
Bye.
This was Brain Dead. Thank you, Allie, Nico, and Kate. Bye.
Hold on. Cue while I turn on the...
On behalf of Rad, if you're drinking, you can't drive my car or any car. Remember, if you're partying this holiday season, don't drink and drive. Got it? It's just not worth it. Doesn't make sense. Thank you. Yes, I'm
gonna be a star. A public service message brought to you by the U.S. Department of Transportation, Rad, the National Association of Broadcasters, and the Ad Council.
your girl's too good to be true. With paper white teeth and perfect bodies, wish I didn't care. I know their beauty's not my lack, but it feels like that weight is on my back, and I can't let it go. Come comparison.
Jealousy, Jealousy by Olivia Rodrigo. You're listening to WMOCO Medford Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM. Sorry, I didn't turn on his mic. Say hello.
Hi, I'm back.
Oh, God.
Sorry, guys.
So, we're in Studio C right now, which is new. I've never actually been in here. I always avoid being in here because of, I don't know, pure luck. Like, every time Studio A is down, I always somehow avoid this room. But it's feeling a little cramped in here tonight.
I was about to say, it's a little bit less spacious.
Yeah, but it's kind of cute. I feel like I'm doing, like, a mini show. It's, like, a little, like, cute and tiny show in here.
Mm-hmm.
It's, yeah, I don't know how to explain it. I'm just in the smaller studio, and it's really cute in here. Anyway, speaking of cute, tonight I decided to play a lot of pop music because I told my housemate I'm in my pop era and she laughed in my face, so not that, but I've been listening to a lot of pop music recently. Yeah.
Unapologetic.
Yeah, it's mostly Chapel Roan, but you know, that counts.
She's like all pop, though.
Yeah, exactly. You get it. Yeah, I really don't have much to say right now. You know, still just, like, adjusting to being in this room. Because I don't know if you know this, I haven't been on the radio in, like, a month.
Don't tell our fans. And they'll, like, be devastated if
and
they remember.
Like, 3 weeks. But you cannot blame me, because the first one... I missed because I saw the eclipse. Sue me, I wanted to see a once-in-a-lifetime event. And you know what? It took me 7 hours to drive home from Burlington, Vermont. And I was in traffic. And I much rather would have rather been in the radio station than on the back roads of New Hampshire. But sometimes we don't always get what we want. We actually had this grand plan of going to Chipotle after,
this is tragic.
On the way home, because, you know, like, Chipotle on a, like, car ride home is, like, awesome. Like, road trip perfection. But the thing about being in the middle of nowhere in Vermont and New Hampshire is that they have no Chipotles anywhere. And by the time we got to even close to Chipotle...
Well, we weren't even, like, close to closing time. To be fair, they closed at, like, 10 p.m., which felt a little
okay,
premature.
But we weren't going to eat dinner at, like, 10 p.m.
I was ready.
I was not. I was about to give up. I really... Yeah, it was bad. By the time we got anywhere close, they were basically closed by then. I think it was, like, there was, like, you were, like, oh, this one closes in, like, 10 minutes. But it was, like, we can't walk in, like, the last, like, 3 minutes that it's open and be, like, hey, can I get a burrito?
I was so ready. We were travelers from far, far away.
Yeah. But we didn't even... It. I feel like I have been here before that, though, right? Like, surely I have.
Right? No.
You don't think
so? You mean since then?
No. I came here the week after the eclipse, right? And then, yes, this happened. And then the week after, I was like, wait, what is April? I don't understand.
What is April?
What is April? No. I came on the 15th. It was tax day. I had nothing else to be doing.
Do your taxes.
I missed last week because of being in New York, so didn't come. Sorry. I was doing better things. Just kidding. There's nothing better than radio. So, yeah, I guess I should get into it because I'm, like, wasting my own time here. I'm going to play a song. I wasn't going to play this, but you know what? I am going to play this. This song has been eating away at me. My housemate Jill showed it to me, and I was like, Sabrina Carpenter, that's a Girl Meets World girl. No. But unfortunately, this song is probably taken over yours. Mind, it's taken over my mind. It's everywhere. I was humming it during my physics quiz today, which was actually my last in-person assessment of undergraduate, which was really crazy. And I was sitting there filling out this quiz about optics, and the only thing that I could think of was this song, and then Houdini by Dua Lipa, and then
it's been your anthem, this, like,
Good Luck Babe by Chapel Roan. So, like, I literally, like, couldn't stop singing them in my head. And then I was like, no, focus, you're gonna fail. I guess we'll find out how that went, because I don't really think it went that well.
So either you're blessing...
What? Either I'm blessing what?
You're blessing your audience or condemning them to failure?
Yeah. Anyway, Espresso by Sabrina Carpenter.
I guess so. I'm working late, 'cause I'm a singer. So I hope those songs evoked what it felt like to be me taking my physics quiz earlier today. I've been thinking a lot lately about why bad things happen to good people. Specifically, why my car had yet another flat tire despite me having one of these like 2 years ago. Why'd that happen? I don't get it. So I recently saw the movie Challengers. If you haven't seen that movie, I think you should go see it. I have no other words about this movie except for you should really go see it for yourself. And you should see it in a movie theater because it's a beautiful movie. So you should like it's like pretty, like it looks nice. So you should go see it. Anywho, I was driving to this movie with my friend and, you know, I heard this clicking noise and I was like, that's so weird. Like, that's so annoying. And I was like, I guess something's just like in my trunk. And then the low tire pressure symbol comes on in my car and I'm like, haha, surely that can't be. So I roll down my window and the clicking gets louder and it's not getting further away from me and it stops whenever I stop my car.
Some real detective work here.
Yeah, so you can probably guess what happened to my car. And you know what I do? I park my car in the parking garage at this movie theater that's like 25 minutes away from my house. And I look at the tire and I see a really large thing in my tire. And my tire already looks deflated. Like it already looks bad. And I go inside and I sit down in that movie. And I text my mom, haha, by the way, this happened, lol, why'd this happen to me again, I'm so mad, ha ha ha, but I'm in a movie, so, like, I'll fix it in 2 hours. And my mom was like, don't you dare watch that movie, like, go take your car to a tire shop right now. And, like, I believe women can know things about cars, but in this particular moment, my stepdad was driving his car, like, driving my mom and him, and he was behind the wheel, so he wasn't weighing in on this. And you know, like when my mom tells me to, you know, like when your mom tells you to do something, you're like, yeah, I'll do that, yeah, for sure. But like, it's not like, like sometimes my mom will urgently be like, I don't know, like she'll just like tell me like I've immediately got to start doing this, and I'm like, do I really? And it's like, you know, something like kind of arbitrary. And then sometimes she's like, you really got to start doing this, and I'm like, yeah, probably. And this, you know, like, it's more serious, and this just felt like the first kind, like, it's a suggestion, and it's not, like, no, like, seriously, you've got to take your car to a car place right now, and I'm not blaming my parents for not getting my stepdad to weigh in, too, and tell me, you know, like, this is probably bad news, but, you know, I just needed to hear from him, and I didn't hear from him, so I turned off my phone and I watched Challengers for 2 hours, and it was really good. Like, there were parts where I'd completely forgot that my car was losing air in its tire while I was like watching Zendaya like boss around these two men. And it gets to the end of the movie and I'm fully convinced I'm gonna go outside, I'm gonna see my car. I put the directions in my phone while I'm walking out to the parking garage, and I'm like skipping over to my car. And then I see my tire, and I, like, I'm not gonna lie, I lost it. Like, I literally went, like, I became unhinged for, like, 2 minutes, 3 minutes.
3 minutes? Was me, like, going berserk, like, smashing, like, windows?
Maybe I, like, did a small kick, like, said some bad words, called my mom crying for, like, a minute. Maybe, like, used some not nice words to my mom, even though she was the one who was, like, get your butt out of that movie and get it to a tire shop.
That's crazy. Catching strays.
Like, well, you know, she was like, it's gonna take an hour. And then I didn't let her get to the punchline. I will say that I was really upset. And she was like, it only took 15 minutes. So it did take an hour. I was lucky enough that it didn't take like a lot longer, especially because it was like a Friday afternoon. Like no one wanted to come help me at like 8 p.m. on a Friday. Except for the guy that did come was very nice and funny. Except for after he plugged the tire, I was like, all right, how long do I have? Like when do I need to go to a shop and get this for real fixed? And he was like, never. You're good to go for life. Like, I may be a woman, but I'm not stupid. Like, I know that's not true. So I, the next morning, obviously, I took my car to a car shop. And I'm like, you know, I don't really know much, but, like, I don't think this is right. Like, my car hasn't told me that I have low tire pressure, but I just know something's wrong. Can you please fix this? They're like, yeah, for sure. Like, we can look at it if it's losing air. I was like, well, I don't know, but, like, I think it is. Then I got a call. Yeah, your tire's leaking. You're going to need 2 new tires. I literally just wanted to go see Challengers, and this is what I get. So maybe, like, Uber or, like, take the T to go see Challengers. And the craziest part of all of this is that I was going to T to go see Challengers. And then very last minute, I was like, I want to drive there. Yeah, they pulled a 4-inch screw out of, at least 4 inches, out of my tire. So, they were not recoverable. And, you know, after I calmed down, I kind of thought it was funny. Like, of course this happened again, you know? Like, how often do you get flat tires? Really not that often. But you know how many times this happened to me? Twice. In, like, the last few years. So, I don't know.
But the common denominator here is you.
I do see shiny things in the road and try to hit them, like if they're like coins in Mario Kart. So that could be it, but probably not.
Explains a lot.
The craziest thing about it is this screw was like had a very flat bottom. Like it wasn't pointy. It was very flat and it was very large. So I have no idea how it just like right through the tire. But you know what? It is what it is. I'm supposed to be getting new tires on my car tomorrow. So, hopefully that goes well. But this has all made me feel like a real adult, you know?
Mm-hmm.
I went to the mechanic by myself, and when they were like $400 for a tire patch, I was like, I think that's a little expensive. I'm just kidding. No one did that to me. However, if someone did do that to me, I would have no idea if it was too expensive or not. I fully could be taken advantage by a mechanic because I have no idea what I'm talking about when it comes to cars. Except for I was like, I don't have to replace all the wheels, right? And they're like, no, you don't have to. I was like, okay.
They missed out on an opportunity right there.
No, the guy was nice, at least. I was like, well, in theory, like, don't I like not have to do that? And he was like, yeah, you're right. And I was like, yeah, I'm right. So, haha. But they were very nice. And hopefully they change my tires tomorrow. I don't know why that's really, like, related to tonight's show. It just feels like more of a vibe, you know? Like, you start listening to pop music, it starts to get warm outside. You want to go see Challengers. Bam, you're at the mechanic. You know, like, that's just how life goes. There's no rest for the girls. I have no idea. Anyway, yapped enough. It's finally time for the PSA. Whatever. Ladder safety PSA. There's something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It's not sharp or toxic or flammable, yet it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into the trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here, WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio. Yeah. Only one more time to do that, guys. Oh, man.
Never enough Thank ladder God. Safety.
I'm going to be doing that in my sleep after I graduate.
Your last words on your deathbed.
Yeah, this is ladder safety. Do you have anything to say?
No, I really don't. I feel like you,
Oh, speaking of...
see, she's just so good at this. It's just
yeah, because...
Like a fountain.
I just like to talk on air. Speaking of, I feel like this has been...
They have nowhere to run.
This is in... They could just turn it off. I feel like this is pretty in line with what I was talking about earlier. You know, you start listening to pop music. You're growing out your hair. You're wearing cute hairstyles. You're wearing more color. You're going to paint your nails. You're going to go see Challengers. You watch Hunger Games. You get a flat tire. So... We've recently watched pretty much all the Hunger Games movies except for the Hunger Games itself.
Yeah, that's true. I feel like we
But it's like been there, done that. I've seen that one already. Like she like screams Prim a bunch and then like I don't know, that girl throws knives at people. That's
tale as old as time.
Yeah, exactly. You know, we've all seen it. So we watched Catching Fire the night before the eclipse. Genius idea. Probably the best movie ever made. Zero notes. It's perfect. I love that movie. Yeah. But... See, the thing is that it's really hard to live up to a movie like Catching Fire. You know, Hunger Games will always be good because... It's Hunger Games. You know, you can't go wrong with that. Like, it's a good... You know, it's the classic. It started it all. It's like... Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone. Like, you can't be mad at it. Like, you can't be mad when he walks into his bank account and he's like, I'm a millionaire and I'm 11. Like, it's, like, that's classic. It's just, like, Hunger Games is a classic. Catching Fire, though...
It didn't have to
came
pop
in
off.
Swinging. It's crazy. It's so good. And she does that little dress thing. And there's the girl, Joanna, who, like, throws the axes. She's even better than the girl who's throwing the knives. Like... One-upped everyone, and you're like, everything's like more luxurious now. You're like starting to think like, oh, is she like it's a real love triangle now. Things are getting heated.
Dare I say it's better than the first?
It might honestly be.
Also, you have to take into account the fact that the games itself is far more entertaining.
Yeah, I mean they stepped it up. They put the old people in the thing. It's like a little like, it's like a, you know, whenever your favorite band goes on like a top hits tour, like that's what they did. They brought all the important
people. They got the whole squad back together.
Yeah, exactly. And it's perfect. You've got the like nerd who's like, well, actually, and then you have like a old woman, you have a hot guy, and you have PETA and Katniss. Like, it's all you need. And the axe girl. So it's the recipe for something perfect. No notes. Philip Seymour Hoffman. It's perfect.
But
then we get in to, what is it, Mockingjay?
Yeah, yeah.
Part one and part two. You know what needed a part one and part two? Catching Fire, okay? I needed more of that, not Mockingjay.
Mockingjay was pretty trash. I'm just also thinking back to it.
It was too long.
We watched all these within the past 2 weeks, and I remember, like, nothing from Mockingjay part one.
Yeah, yeah. I remember them being in, like, a big bunker for all of it. Do you think I want to transport myself to a bunker when I watch a movie? No. Get out of the bunker. I'm sorry, like, put District 13 anywhere else. And what's her name? Who is it? Who plays, Coin?
It's the actress?
Yeah, what is her name? It's, who is this woman?
Someone famous.
Sorry, I have to find this one. Oh, Julianne Moore. And she's wearing those horrific colored contacts. I mean, oh my god, she looked so freaky for most of the movie. Unless the light was directly hitting her eyes. But otherwise, her eyes were so scary. She looked terrible. She sucked. She was horrible. And then just for like, I mean, like, yeah, we all knew she was gonna be evil, but at the very end, she's like, suddenly like, what if we like made another Hunger Games? Like, I mean, like, at that point, it just felt tired.
Her whole character arc was sloppy.
It was dumb. It was so dumb. And Gale, I'm sorry, get him out of my face. I don't want to see more of him. And he was a main character. He was everywhere.
I feel like you're in a minority there, though. I think Gale's always been, like,
a lot of people are a lot of Gale haters. Because he did Miley wrong, okay? We don't like Liam. No.
So true.
Yeah, and the acting, I'm sorry, they just started putting people in it. That's what happens whenever you expand a franchise. It's like Disney and all the Star Wars stuff now. None of these people know how to act. They get behind the camera and they freak out and they act all weird. And then you know what? You're watching The Mandalorian and you're like, why is Lizzo here? Like,
Lizzo's in The Mandalorian?
Yeah, or something like that. She's one of them. It's like, we've ruined it. We've gone completely in the wrong direction. This sucks. No one wants to watch it anymore. And that's how I felt about Mockingjay. You know, they see Jennifer Lawrence in the same room as them and they start acting weird. They act really weird. And it shows. And it feels like a little cartoony. So, you know, I really was like, I was starting to lose it there with Mockingjay.
And then it gets worse.
Well, you know, you had to watch Mockingjay Part 1 and Part 2 as if, like, 15 hours of Mockingjay 1 wasn't enough. You have to watch more. I'm sorry.
It's so slow.
And then we had to reboot it? Live and Let Die, people. Like, we did not need another one. And I know she came out with a new book, but maybe let the book be a book. Maybe we just let it sit for a little bit. Because it was made completely the wrong time, completely the wrong people. And the singing, oh my God, the singing. Horrific. I hated it. It was awful. If I was going to watch a musical, I would have watched Mean Girls.
Wait, have you clarified this is about
the new prequel? One, yeah. The prequel ballad of snakes and
songbirds.
Sillies. Like, I just, like, what is that?
Yeah.
That's not a hunk. Like,
yeah,
I
is,
want something that's, like,
trash.
Like revolution. Like, violence. I don't know. Like, ballad. Like, no.
So it didn't commit enough to the whole,
no,
like, Snow
I'm sorry.
Backstory.
He was, like, some nice dude. And then the very end, he was like, I want to kill people.
You're like, cutting on thin ice.
We were reading the Wikipedia page for it. And one of the credits called it the Yossification of President Snow. And I think that's probably the perfect way to critique this, because what they did was literally they got some like hot guy to play Snow and they were like, how do we get him to be boy of the month after this movie comes out so we get a bunch of good press? And you know what, they did a good job because he was boy of the month.
Also, like, he killed it. Like, his,
yeah, I mean, he's a great
his
actor.
His lines were horrible.
Yeah, but the script, oh my God, like, I at times I literally was like, was that serious? Like, they actually like said that, like, that was dialogue. It was so bad. Like, are you kidding me? Yeah, awful movie. And then that girl wouldn't stop singing. I mean,
that girl would not stop singing.
Oh my God, she was getting hunted. She was like, la di da. Like, what?
We like.
And she won the Hunger Games. The one who's singing while a full grown man is hunting her with a shotgun. Yeah, in a dress and heels the whole time. I mean, oh my God, give it a rest. And please, if you're going to make a movie set in the South, at least like train people a little bit to be good at speaking with a Southern accent. Like, it just sounds like you didn't try. It sounds so stupid. And I like, maybe it's just me, but like, you can do a subtle Southern accent and still convey, like, oh, we're in the South. And which is something, like, and you know what? It's something that the first movies didn't do, because no one from District 12 in the original movies has a Southern accent. And honestly, it's okay. They didn't need to, like, rewrite the history now and be like, yep, they all have Southern accents. Because that was, like, a thing originally. Like, District 12 is in the South. However, you can't just, like, go back and then, like, get a bunch of people who'll be like, nah, blah, blah. Like, they sounded ridiculous. It was just terrible.
Like George Lucas coming back to the franchise with CGI.
Oh, yeah, exactly. That's exactly it. Thank you. You get it. It's just, like, we didn't need all of that. I think that, like, honestly, that was, like, how many days did it take us to get through that movie?
Oh, it took us a lot of days. We were falling asleep at every moment.
We watched that movie for 3 days. It took us 3 separate days. I'm not even joking, to get through that movie. That's how incredibly boring it was.
Even skipping through all the song scenes. Literally every single
one. We literally skipped like minutes of that movie trying to get rid of her singing. And still, it took us 3 days to get... No, it was just like she's singing to sing. Just to hear herself talk.
You think
it was
her real voice?
I don't... Yeah, I think so. She was in West Side Story with Ansel Elgort. And then it got, like, canceled. And then she didn't get any of the fame for it. And then she didn't get invited to the Oscars. And then everyone was like, she's a brat, blah, blah, blah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, she just had a unfortunate and unfair arc.
But
I think this movie was her redemption. And I think it was like the launching of the other dude's career, and it's just such a shame that it was such a terrible movie.
And then they had that one guy,
who's the actor that's in Game of Thrones that was in it?
Oh, Peter Dinklage.
Yeah, he
horrible lines, man. But he killed it.
Poor man. He just had to say like the most like boring, and Viola Davis, like she was doing something with that performance. However, the lines, she was like, you passed my experiments. Like,
that's exactly what it was like. What? Also, again with the contacts, it was insane.
Yeah, again with the contacts. Okay, guys, maybe we need to like calm it down just a little bit. Yeah, Hunter Schafer though, great addition, loved her. That's all I have to say about those movies. That's it. You have anything else? Anything I missed?
I'm worried there's gonna be an angry mob at the bottom of Curtis Street waiting for us.
No, I feel like everyone's gonna be like welcoming us with hugs because they also agree with like that movie is
all our fans.
So terrible. They're like, yay, good job guys. Yeah, no, terrible. So now we're getting into like the very end of the show. I just talked for a really long time. about absolutely nothing, but you know, I don't know about you, but this will be fun for me to listen back to.
That's all that matters.
And, you know, who am I really doing this for?
You gotta milk your last few moments.
That's a joke.
The studio.
Yeah, come on. Indulge me. It's just like the literal, like, second to last time I'll be on radio. Except for I could come back at any point next year, so.
Dun dun dun. Call in while you still can.
I don't think there's a phone in here.
Oh, that's why you didn't mention it.
I was wondering about that. Number is 855-915-9636. Wow. Okay. Anyway, gonna move on to some music. Your wife and girlfriend's music, Suki Waterhouse. I know how much you love her.
Who, me?
Yeah, you.
No.
She just gave birth to her kid with Robert Pattinson, so your time's done.
I feel like you
she's
can't
engaged.
Talk either.
Well, you know, like, they're dream team. They're both, like, team. Perfection. Mm-hmm. That child is so lucky.
I bet they don't run a radio show.
No, but she's cooler than us.
Well, we're getting there. We're only 22. We have our whole lives ahead of us. So.
Isn't she, like...
She's, like, 24. All right, we got a
couple
years.
Yeah, we've got 2 years to catch up to her. Okay, anyway. Yeah, here's Suki Waterhouse.
Ask me what it's like knowing you, and how I hold myself at night watching you, knowing how I lost myself wanting you, and how I always lose myself wanting you. The city sky is hanging low, it seems to know. Your name, but I'm craving to, and all these strangers look the same, but I look for you, as I'm crawling through the streets, it's a lonely view, and I feel so blue, I feel so blue. Yeah.
I said I'm about to say bye.
Oh.
yeah, it was just a nightclub in here just for like a second. That was Von Dutch by Charlie XCX.
Start of breath.
Before that was OMG by Suki Waterhouse. Yeah, the dogs are out of breath too. it's not that hot in here. Yeah, it's not quite time to say goodbye, but you know, after almost 4 years on the radio.
Oh man, yeah, you gotta have a whole reflection episode.
I guess it has been 4 years. Freshman, sophomore, junior, senior.
Is tomorrow or is next week a throwback show?
Yeah, sure, why not?
Has to be.
Oh man. You know, I've learned a lot.
Okay.
I haven't really, but like, it's been fun. This is not my last show, though.
You've learned how to run a station.
Yeah, there you go.
That's gonna definitely serve you well later.
Yeah. This has taught me something. This has taught me a life skill. And one day, whenever I feel like embarrassing myself, I'll be able to like, in like 20 years, go through all these recordings, like listen to them, and be like, ha, why did I say that? And you know, that's special. That is something that I will really cherish when I get older.
Mm-hmm.
I guess.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know though. Anywho, this has been Pisces season. I'm Lauren.
I'm Nate. What?
I'm Nate.
I'm Nate.
There you go. You're listening to
Nathaniel.
Sorry. You're listening to WMFO Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, 91.5 FM, and this has been Pisces season. I'm Lauren, and up last we have HOTOGO, Hot to Go by Chapel Roan. Enjoy.
5, 6, 5, 6, 7.